Blog Talk Radio.
Take the phone, Victor.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show, and we're going to have a great show. We're going to be talking about different things on addiction and recovery and mental health and personal responsibilities, and we're getting ready to have people calling in to participate, 515-602-9657, and we might have what we call the forbidden door. In the next, sometime tonight, maybe, but you never know who calls in or what calls in. In the meantime, let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing?
I'm good. I was almost really late to signing in and getting on the show.
So we'll figure it out as we go. Right now, we expect some things to happen. We'll see if it does, but you never know with live shows. One of the things that's happening is that we were trying to put this show together today, and because of various events that's happening around, it was kind of hard to try and coordinate. So whatever shows up, and whatever don't. But we are having other shows that will be more particular with guests and stuff. So we'll see.
They might be just gearing up to watch the closing ceremonies from the...
That's okay. That's okay.
Hey, you think they're going to give them their medals?
I don't know, and I really don't care at this time, because I'm not giving any money to the CCP. For those that don't know, that's the Chinese Communist Party.
Are they real medals?
Who knows? Before we get into things, I want to congratulate the Queen, my friend Emily. She came in a second overall female in the 1A marathon this morning, and she actually beat her time from the Fort Lauderdale marathon she did the week before, and that I believe was her 25th or 26th marathon. She again She came in second all female, and she qualified once again for the 2023 Boston Marathon at even a better time. Good girl. Emily, we call her the queen because every time she runs the day before, the night before, she says, who's going to challenge the queen? Whoa, whoa. And then nobody beats Queen Emily, and it's stuck. Now everybody calls her the queen. And she's talking about special needs. She is special needs. She's special in a lot of ways. And she was a Make-A-Wish Foundation girl, and nobody thought she was going to live. And now at 30 years old, she's flying high, following her dreams and passions, teaches you not to give up on life. People like that are awesome. People like that are something to look towards and forward to. They inspire, they uplift you, and empower you to succeed in life. They are positive in nature, and they constantly do that. You know, and the whole family, I gotta give credit to her mother, father, for putting up and doing the things they did, and give her and incite her and instill in her the energy, the positivity, the drive in her to continue to fight and live and enjoy life. And not only does she have passion of running, she also teaches little kids, and that be emphasized into little kids as she teaches them about fighting for your passions and dreams and stay away from bad people. Now, that's a good thing, and we need to do that. And going into recovery and stuff like that, when you deal with recovery, and this is a question that we did for the last week or so, actually, and I'm going to bring it up in a way so people understand where we're coming from. And but we had a question that we were doing, and the question was, when an addict calls you up for help because that person's in deep trouble, she or he could have been tripping, could have been ODing, bad way, could have been, it's a girl, could have been laying on the street about to get raped or something, who knows. What do you do? The question is, what do you do? Do you say no, let you fall and do nothing and just call 201 and just maybe a half hour, an hour or 2 hours or never come at all, and the person ODs and dies or whatever may happen because you're not there? Or do you, and you follow that book, the AA book, that really, let me give you an example about manuals. In the military, doesn't matter what branch of the armed forces, they tell you to memorize the manual, whether it be Air Force, the Marines, the Space Force, the Army, whatever, straight down, all the branches, they have one. And once you get done with it, after basic, you know what they tell you to do once you get out of basic? Take the manual, throw in the garbage, because in the real world, it doesn't work. Same thing with the law enforcement. Same idea. Go to the academy or go to the farm or any other training that you have. It doesn't matter what the law enforcement department you're in, FBI, Homeland Security, Secret Service, any of that stuff. Even NCIS, if you want to go that route, all of that stuff, they tell you memorize the manual and everything else. And guess what? In the real life, it doesn't work, because life changes, people change, things change, environment changes. So you can take the AA book and shove it up your ass because it doesn't work. And I don't care who you say or what you say. I'm not a doctor. But I'm telling you right now, every psychiatrist, every psychologist worth his nickel and dime would tell you the same thing. Every doctor, every nurse will tell you the same thing. Every law enforcement agency will tell you the same thing. The priority of being a human being, if someone calls for help, you call 911. Or you go pick the person up, take them to the hospital. Or if they're in real danger, call 911 when you get there. Make sure that person gets the help needed. Most likely, they're going to keep them in the hospital for 3 days like a Baker Act, and they Martian acted so they could see what they could do for them next, and they put them into a recovery center in-house because outpatient recovery centers fail almost 100% of the time. It's like the 28 steps, 28-day stuff. It's like 28 days. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I know people went to it and they end up repeating. So the most famous person is now a minister and has his own ministries to help people with addiction. That's Darryl Strawberry and the Strawberry Ministries. If you want to know things, I would suggest to go to places like the Darryl Strawberry's ministries and talk to them. Startup group and talk to them. You need, this is what you need to do, is to research things and don't take addicts for their word, because addicts, like Jamie Lee Curtis said, are liars. And that is important. So, so we need to do that. Now, there's a group called Saddam Proof Ambassadors that are going to be calling in sometime soon, and we'll be calling in. If not, we'll take care of it anyway. But I do recommend Shadow Proof. It is a very good place, and they do a lot of things for you. I also recommend, let's put it this way, I do recommend Nova University to get people to recovery. And I'm going to actually get the information for you. And we're going to do that in a second. But in the meantime, while I'm looking this up and get this for everybody, it's called Nova Southeastern University. They're in Davie. And they have a mental health services. And you could go on their website called Mental Health NSU Health Services and fill in the application, schedule appointment, and they even do telehealth options and adult services, anxiety treatment, biofeedback, health, psychology, counseling for older adults, family violence, healthy lifestyle, guided self-change. It goes all the way down, including psychological services, straight down the line, and pediatric mental health too. So they have a very big thing there. And the telephone number is 954-678-2273. That's 954-678-2273. I actually got Little Gail into who finally took a while to get her there, and we talked to her and everything else, and we're kind of working with her for about 6 months. And we got to know each other, and we got her in, and she's doing fine. And we will have more updates on her as she progresses, because I'm considered the advocate for her, and I'll get reports every so often. And when they set things up with her, she thanked me. And because she really wanted to get help. She was homeless, lying in the street. She's 42 years old. She had an opportunity to want to get healthy again and wants to have some kind of life and not worry about alcohol or anything else. And she was abused. And she's small. She's about, I would say, 5'3", 100 pounds here or there. And she's a reddish blonde here, and she's a good girl. And she's really good. And we got her the opportunity. It's not the first one we did, and it won't be the last. You see, we, Scarlett and I and others, because I'm not the only one, actually did the talk, and we did the walk. We just don't talk about things. We actually go out and help people. And mostly guests that we have in the musical field have been with special needs and have charities that own, and we participate in. We actually promote it, help things out, get things done, and that's a good thing. Now, we do have distractors around every so often, and that's fine. We expect that, whether it be on the radio or on the podcast or going to be True Social. By the way, True Social is coming out tomorrow. If you have an iPhone, you can download the app through the Apple Store. If you have an Android, you got to wait about 2 weeks, maybe a little less than that. By the end of March, everybody will have an opportunity to be part of True Social. But if you're full of hate, and if you got an agenda, we will kick you out. We're not here to do personal attacks or anything like that. Because we're here, when we do things, we always verify the information that we say and do. And that leads us to something else. And we're going to clear this up right now. What we did in the podcast, talking about someone being declared mentally incompetent in the courts, came from court documents that actually is public knowledge. Now, guy says, I have no proof. Well, I have proof. And we have proof. And so does everyone else in the world. We have proof that he has been declared mentally incompetent by the court. It was signed, sealed, and delivered back on the 15th of February, signed by Judge Porth, and the document is public knowledge and it's legal. All you have to do, folks, is to look up the state of Florida versus Ronald Lee Sigler. Look into the court document. It is public knowledge for everyone to see. And the proof is in the pudding, and that's the final solution there. Look, a person who has been declared mentally incompetent means that he cannot, by law, advance his case based on that he can't get sworn in because he doesn't know right from wrong. He doesn't know the ramifications of the charges against him. In this case, it's aggravated stalking and bullying. He doesn't know the penalty for going on. He doesn't know reality of life. And the thing is, nobody did this to him but himself. I am not responsible for his rhetoric. I am not responsible for his actions. I am not responsible for him doing what he did. And I'm definitely not responsible for him taunting the court on Tuesday. When you turn on your Zoom, the picture is on. When you turn Zoom on, it connects you. The camera's automatically on. Now, what I did initially was I put my campaign picture, my sheriff campaign picture, on. I put that up. All you saw was me and my picture of me and the American flag behind me, and I left it there. What you did was first of all, you showed that you're not so badly sick because you didn't have any oxygen on. You didn't have anything on. What you did was sit in a chair, take a scroll, which is a symbol that you use to taunt the person who's the victim there. And not only did you taunt that, and you poke, it's what we call poke the bear, you also did it to the court and the judge. And you were trying to antagonize me. But what you forgot was that everything, as soon as you log into Judge Porth's room in the Zoom, everything that is being seen by the court. And the judge was not a happy camper that you're making fun of him. It also proved that you're lying about how badly healthy you are because it shows you are out the accident. It shows you're smiling and it shows you're playing around. So you created your own scenario. You made your bed and now you're late in it. Plus, don't forget, You told Stadler that you're unable to get out of the house. So that Stadler told Judge Casey the first time that you're unable to get out. Then Judge, and then you, then you told Judge Port the same thing. Then Casey, then Judge, then Stadler told Judge Port the last time you, the first time you met Judge Port since you brought down from Casey, that you cannot, you have a hard time getting out of the house. Casey heard that and sent a message down to Judge Port that he saw you a couple of weeks earlier at Tijuana Tactical with Brenda, and it looked like you were dancing there. But we, again, that's a third-party thing, so that's a question mark on that. And I'll admit that's a question mark. But the point was that you were seen by court officials in Tijuana Taxi. Then, of course, then you went out, and you did, you went partying, and you went to different things. You did different things. You went to church. You went to AA meetings and stuff like that. So that made Stadler look like a fool, because after the session was the first time around before, Stadler had to apologize to the judge that it was that he misspoke. Then you came. Then on Tuesday you did. You did the same idea, except for one major problem. You turned the camera on, so you made yourself look like you showed the whole thing. You showed that you're able to maneuver and stuff, and you showed that you don't need the oxygen, even though you played up afterwards. And you showed that you're able to smile and scoop things up and taunt. The judge did not like that. You know, one of the things we learned as a paralegal, when I went to paralegal school, and I worked with Supreme Court Justice Paul C. Matthews back in the day. One of the things we learned was never, ever to cross a judge. You could go and hit the line, and I did it on Tuesday. I hit the line, but you notice I never went across it. But he knew what I was going to say. So, just because he knows my mentality, my mental thing, because as a candidate, they all know what my law and order type of stuff is. But
hey, Joe, this is Scarlett. I got a question. I have the doc. I pulled it off the court because it's public.
Yeah.
Should I post it all over Facebook so everybody can see that Ronald Lee Zieger is incompetent, and it's signed, and it is. It's all legal. What should we do?
This is what we could do. We could just leave it alone if he deliberately shuts himself off of social media. He shuts himself down in social media, and in other words, he gets off of Facebook, Twitter, and the podcast. Just totally wipes himself out. Please, no contempore. No, I see the court. Go into the, first of all, look, he's going to be off of it anyway in a few days because under Florida laws, he's going to be institutionalized. He has no choice. Judge
Are they sending him to Creedmoor? Because that's where he needs to be.
Yeah, he's not going to get to New York, but there will be a choice of Henderson.
Don't worry, he's going to attack us. He's probably listening to us right now, and he's going to gear
he,
up.
Okay,
he's going
right.
to attack us because
okay.
he's
anyway,
so
anyway,
full of
anyway.
Hate.
Anyway, let's get back to the realistic stuff. Under Florida state law, under the statutes of Florida, if you're being charged with a felony and aggravated stalking bullying is a felony, and the defendant is declared mentally incompetent where he can't stand trial, first of all, that case can never be dismissed. That dismissal line is gone for good. That's number one. Number two is that they are required by statute to institutionalize him to as long as he sees fit, because what happens is they have to institutionalize him for the safety of the community and for his own safety. That is the law. Until he is able to be let's do what it is, because he may not understand it. But he has, in order for this case to proceed, he has to be ruled competent to stand trial. He's not getting away from the trial. Until he gets competent, he has to be institutionalized. That is the law here in Florida. So between now and his next court date on the 15th of March, between now and then, he will be institutionalized and probably until the rest of his life.
And it doesn't matter if you're in hospice, because they have hospice in the institution. You can't dismiss it.
Now, something else with hospice. After 6 months, if you're still alive, which is very rare these days, because hospice is usually done imminent death, usually hours, days, sometimes weeks, but not 6 months down the line. So what they'll do after 6 months, which is around the 28th of March, is to reevaluate him on hospice, and most likely they will take him off of hospice because he's doing a lot of things. Let's put it this way. He says he can't get out of the house, but he was in church today. He said that he can't get in the house, but he went out for Valentine's Day with a couple and his wife at a fine restaurant at Scrubby's, want to call it, and he was seen there. That's another thing the judge knew about. So, and he wasn't in the courtroom the next morning, and that upset the judge, because the paper in the court said he had to be there. He's lucky that they didn't revoke his bail, his bond. But because he's really mentally incompetent, it doesn't matter anyway, because he's going to be institutionalized. That is the law. He can't escape it, and that's it. It's in the documents, people. Anyone to let see it. Again, all you have to do is go to the Broward County Court. You look under the case, the State of Florida versus Ronald E. Siegler, and everything we just said is in there.
Go to www.browardclerk.org/WEB2. Type in last name Ziegler, Ziegler. First name Ronald, Ronald. And then you have to click on I'm Not a Robot and go through that, and then you do the search. There's two pages on him. Go to the you have to see what's on to this guy. Go to the second page. It says mental case. You will go in there and scroll all the way down to the middle of the page, and you'll see all that's going on in the cart. It's all in PDF format, and we're not lying, and it's all public. Oh, by the way, I don't know if people know this, but if you're doing a civil lawsuit, the first question they do when somebody say in a civil lawsuit is they ask if you're mentally competent. And if you lie, because usually it's videotaped, if you lie on that, that's considered perjury. And you could never sue anybody, Ron.
And the thing here is that they're going to, if you say that you're not real mentally incompetent, all they have to do is bring this paper up, this document up, and you're gone for perjury.
I got a better question. Did they date back all the way back to the day this case started?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I can't say for sure, but if they brought this...
If they did, that means that him and Brenda wouldn't legally be married, because he wouldn't be considered legal enough to sign that document, would he?
No, we could say a document did not meet the mind. See, and contract law, and that's what that is a contract. It's what they call the four corners of meeting in the mind. And in that four corners, as explained, is that everything in there has to be within meaning of both minds. If one mind is mentally incompetent, there is no meaning of mind. The contract is not a void. That's the
deal. We're not sure, but they'd have to look it up.
Yeah, that's something that they're going to have to look up. But that's the law when it comes to contract. Like, anyone can look it up. All right? And Judge Forth is
already aware of Ron Ziegler's games, isn't he?
Yeah, Judge Forth was there. We were working with Judge Forth beforehand. And what they initially were going to do was keep him in mental health care for about 5 years and then go down the route. And then he was kind of belligerent to Judge Ford. I was there. In fact, I was trying to speed up because 5 years, that's due diligence. That's due process is really outrageous, and I was against that. And I sped it up because we did use, at that time, his health and everything else. We figured that it was best for justice, well, concern of both parties, to get this down the road. So we got on Judge Boss class, courtroom, went to Judge Fine and Judge Fine to Judge Casey, and now we're back where we started from. But the thing is, he spoke up to the judge, just like he did the last time, on Tuesday. But I was there at the time he spoke up the first time, along with this, Dr. Steve Brindlein, the foot doctor. And he started up with the judge. I had to knock him in the courtroom to shut him up because I wasn't going to get a contempt charge on me. His mouth. So when we walked out of the courtroom, I picked that 500-pound beast and threw him against the wall.
You mean the man who has three chins?
Look.
News for you, by the way. You haven't seen me in how long? 9 months? I got news for you. Whatever you say about me is so not true. Okay?
By the way, Mr. Ziegler, you're twice the weight of Scarlett.
Really?
Just letting you know.
I'm down to a size 16. You haven't seen me. I got stuff up with me. I had no choice. But, hey, I'm not lying and telling everybody, I want to go home.
Okay, I want to tell you something. We did all this stuff. We spent a half hour on this stuff. We spent all that time, and I really don't want to waste my time on someone.
Can we play a tune and take a break?
Yeah, let's try Martina McBride, and let's play Sean Hannity.
Let's go.
Okay, Dallas Martina McBride and Independence Day. That was the theme from Sean Hannity on his radio show back in the day. Before I play something that's I love this 8-year-old kid, but I'll play what she did. But before I do that, I want to finish off one thing. By this idiot, by not answering the cry for help, if she had OD'd or got killed because of inaction, I promise you this, you would have been charged with manslaughter. You have the right, you literally have the right to help her. She cried for help, and she will cry for help, and she did. And when she asked for help, you were not there. And that's the bottom line. It's not about a book. It's not about a guideline. It's about helping a person in life. It doesn't matter where it is. And sometimes, and one thing you are right, you can't force people into recovery. But at the same time, you're not supposed to allow them to die either. So if you're in trouble, if the person is in trouble, and you get them and you pick them up, you take them to the hospital so they can get the help they need, and they will bicarack the person for 3 days, and they'll march and act in them, and they will end up putting her in to an in-house recovery center. That's how you save a life. Anyway, we go back into this, and this is what we're doing. Right now, this is a little girl, Elsie Stretch, the school board for mass mandates. And this is what we got. And I'm going to play it.
Yes!
Dan Pacino, by the way.
Not us. I mean, take that back. We didn't hear your own tell the liberals. We get it. He really did get up because, Joe, did you get up against me on the camera?
And that was a great thing for this 8-year-old, and she gets it, and these people don't. And the mask, and today, Governor DeSantis took away some monies from school boards that's still mandating masks, and the drug dealer, Nikki Fried, went after DeSantis for taking money away from that, and I said, DeSantis is right, you're wrong. First of all, masks don't stop COVID. It never did, never will. And number two, it is causing physical, mental, psychological damage to the children. And that is a problem. And that is a major, major problem. So that's the point out there. So we took time to do that and to play it. So the bottom line is this. We as individuals must stand up to protect our kids. And we are doing what we can to do so. And on Wednesday, we got a guest coming on by the name of Rebecca Fredericks. And she has a movie called Whose Children Are They? And that's important because around the country, especially in blue states, in the left-wing states, they think that the government, they own the kids, not you as parents. You have no say. The government has it. Indoctrination, recruitment, everything on this sun, that's what they're doing. And that's a problem. So there's a movie out on that. And we're out there putting it out, and there's going to be other movies. Sobo's will be coming out also about CRT, and we're going to get Kevin Sorbo on to talk about that movie. So we're actually doing both, and we're going to get, of course, we're getting Denise D'Souza coming on in March with 2,000 Mules, and he'll talk about stuffing the drop boxes and the electric for it. And we'll get all that going. And in between now, we got music guests. We got JL on a week from today. You know, one of the great things is I have about 8 different booking agents now. And instead of doing these roundtable stuff that hardly anyone shows, whatever it may be, the chat room's kind of quiet, and people just don't care. We're going to continue to fight these things. We're going to continue to go out there and do our thing and save lives. Again, I have to congratulate Little Gail in her efforts to get healthy, and I promised her that I'll be there if she needs me, and I gave her the love and the support and hope to get her in there and to get her healthy, and she's doing what she needs to do. And she is a winner, and we're going to get people like her to get healthy again. But, you know, if somebody gets hurt and somebody calls up and say, you know, I want to say something. I'm not to blame for someone drinking. I'm not to blame for someone taking drugs. I'm not the person that put the alcohol in his or her hand. I'm not the person that put the drug in his or her hand. They did it. They're responsible for their own actions. What's controlling addicts is the addiction and the environment. And of course, Jamie Lee Curtis was right, was that addicts are liars. Because, you know why? Because the body's not talking, but the mind is, which is controlled by the addiction and the environment they're in. When there's one person that we tried to help, and we got it to a point, but because of the now, what you call, better word of saying, but the person that is now declared legally by the cause of being mentally incompetent, which means he doesn't know right from wrong, reality, he doesn't know between reality and fiction, and all that type of stuff. He talked out of going into a place that would be saving her life. And between that, she's been in trouble again. She moved from one job to another. He said this guy with no confidence and no competence. No, he's incompetent. So there's no competency. There's no substance behind what he says anymore. He has no credibility at all with that ruling. He has none. Said that she's in recovery. No, she's not. If you're drinking and you had a call for help just a week ago, that's not recovery. She is a perfect example of why you need in-house recovery center. She wants to live, and I know her inside and out. I know she wants to live. I know her passion and her heart is helping others. And I know that. So somewhere down the line, she will see the truth and she'll understand it. But leaving her out to dry and not doing the right thing by picking her up have resulted in her death, you will be in prison right now. That's a guarantee. Now, we continue with, I'm going to play this back because this is a sign for everyone. We will continue to fight to save lives. Hold on. I got something that came in with evolving addiction. This is put in by Jenny Hallett that sent me this. If you want to understand the science behind true brain disease of addiction, please watch this powerful video by neuroscientist Dr. Stephen Dewey. He uses his decades of research with PET scan imaging to explain exactly how different substances affect the human brain. I start with the video at about 6:30 mark when he is introduced. It is truly eye-opening. And she's talking about the person I'm trying to save, and that she will need to love more than ever because it's a very isolating disease. Also be aware that if she drinks alcohol very frequently and or in high volumes, she may need medical assistance to stop because it can be deadly trying to go cold turkey on one's own. And you got to go to Dr. Stephen Dewey. That's Dr. Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Dewey's, D-E-W-E-Y, apostrophe S video, which is P-A-T-V, Spotlight Dr. Stephen Dewey. It's on YouTube. And go and watch. It's about an hour and change long. It is very important. It shows you about brain damage for people that drink excessively, alcoholism, and also drug addiction, and how it destroys the brain. And it makes you to a position where you're just like a robot in some ways. You have no common sense, no anything. So that's important. Again, I'm going to go and give you, because you're running out of time, I want to also give you the resource for Nova to call in, and that's important. And I'm going to get you the telephone number. It's Mental Health, NSU Health. You can go online. It's nsuhealth.nova.edu. It's Mental Health Services. And the telephone number for an appointment is 954-678-2273. That's 954-678-2273. I also urge everyone to start looking into Jeff Kober. That's Jeff, J-E-F-F, Kober, K-O-B-R. He will be a guest on us in the future. We're hoping maybe he would come on tonight, but California, all that type of stuff. But he has been sober for more than 6 years. He is famous from China Beach. And recently he played Cyrus Renault on General Hospital. Believe it or not, he was drug kingpin. He's still there part-time. But he tried every drug under the sun, and he can tell you about addiction and how dangerous they are. And if they cry for help, we got to actually go for help and not let them die. You can take that book and shove it up their ass, as he would put it. And that's not my words. That's Jeff Kober's words. And that's also Jamie Lee Curtis's words. And Dr. Stephen that we just called it all said the same thing. It doesn't do anything. Anyway, I want to thank the people in the chat room. I want to thank others. I want to thank the one, this lady that gave me the information. This Jennifer that gave me the information. She's great. Jeff Kober by giving me the information just to give you. The people from Nova and this in-house recovery center that urged me to promote that. Shadowproof. Thank you, too, the ambassadors that have been listening in the chat room. And I'd like to thank my co-host, Scarlett. And I want to tell you something. What we do on this show is very important. It's education. It's the truth. Dan Patrice said the most dangerous thing in this country right now is for people, for the media, not telling the truth. And everybody is telling the truth now because the truth is out there. We are the voice of people. And now tomorrow, sometime tomorrow, if you have an Apple, an iPad, you can download the app for True Social. And we'll be in there. And we got two different types of podcasts and the radio show and the TV show. So I want to thank everybody for coming on. Scarlett, do you have any final words?
I'm hungry. It's time to go set up for the next, do some food, and go relax.
Yeah, I know.
View some combat.
Yeah, we recorded some of that stuff.
Everybody, be safe, be happy, feel good. Have great everything this week.
And if somebody...
And I'll be back on Wednesday with our guest, and looking forward to hearing about whose children they are, and I'm going to tell you whose children they are.
Yeah,
there are
great
children. There are babies. And the schools and the government didn't bring them on this land. Us parents did. And they can go, and that is it. And this is Scarlett Butler saying, God bless America, and have a great night. Bye, Joe.
Have a great night. Again, if somebody gives you a call in the middle of the night to pick them up because they're in trouble, don't go 211 because they're never going to show up. Go over there, pick that person up, and take them to the hospital. If it's bad enough, call 911. But don't be a heel. Don't be a creep. Don't be a loser. Concentrate on saving a life. God bless you, everyone.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
The truth always wins out in the end. God bless you and good night. See you on Wednesday.